Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I thank you so much for joining us. We have some amazing guests on tonight, and tonight we have Simone Gordon and Brandon Thompson. Simone is amazing. I mean, the things she's doing, I can't wait to talk to her. She's helped so many people out, and we need it right now, big time. And Brandon Thompson, how he's done what he's done in such a short time. He's basically a financial mogul, and I believe he's only like 30 years old. So I can't wait to talk to him. I may actually ask him for a job. So I'm enjoying talking to him. So before we start, let me just say welcome. Thank you to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kitnersville, Pennsylvania, KWB Wines in South Africa, Teas for the Times and Other Stuff from Clifton, New Jersey, and Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. So I'm flying solo tonight. So if you guys want to give a call in, I would love that because I would have somebody else to talk to other than myself. So anyway, so I hope everybody is well. It's Wednesday evening. We're waiting for Simone to give us a call. As soon as we hear from her, we can get the show on the road. But again, I hope everybody's doing well during these crazy times, and hopefully things get better real soon. So we also have an amazing month coming up too with some great guests. And coming up, we have tonight, of course, Simone Gordon and Brandon Thompson. And on the 6th, we're doing a special show on the 6th. It's Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern with Taco. Don't know if you guys remember Taco. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go with Fashion Fit? Putting on the Ritz. Anyway, dressed up like a million-dollar trooper. Sorry, I can't get out of my head now. So that's exciting. So we're talking to Taco, I believe, from Germany. So that's pretty cool. So we're going to do a special show with him on Saturday the 6th at 1 p.m. Then we have on the 7th, Carmine Apici. He's a drummer. Oh, God, he's played with so many people. And he's doing a Ronnie James Dio tribute band with his brother, Vinny Apici. And both of them are, they've been around forever, so they're fantastic. And the Wednesday, the 10th, I can't wait for this one, Carol Dima from Magic Garden. Do you guys remember her? And joining us, Anson Williams from Happy Days. How excited about that. And on the 14th, we have Steve Bluestein. Bluestein or Stein? I believe it's Steen. And he was the man behind the scenes of the Brady Bunch Variety Hour, all those variety shows we used to watch back in the day. And then we have Mario A.C. Delicato. He's the creator of the I Dream of Jeannie bottle. And I just think he's got some fascinating stuff to talk about. And I'd love to talk to him and get to know him and meet him and share him with you. And on the 17th, we've got Joe Alves. He's the production designer of Jaws. and I can't wait to have him on. And we may be doing a Father's Day thing. I'm not sure yet. We're waiting to hear if that needs to happen. If so, of course, John being a dad, he may not join us that night. And anyway, what was I saying? Then, where are we? What date are we on then? The Father's Day, and that's up in the air at the moment. And then the 24th is going to be pretty exciting. Bruce Vilanch, he's a comedian, comedy writer. He's so funny. And Maggie Jones, she's been working on the COVID-19, helping out all the nurses and everything. So, and on the 28th, pardon me, movie director John Hancock, he's amazing too. And one of our all-time favorites, Michael Cole, from the Mod Squad, and he has a book out called I Played the White Guy, and you know who I'm talking about now, and he was gorgeous. We had him on the show one time. He was so much fun. What a nice guy, you know, and he calls me now just to chat, which is fabulous, and I'm telling all our guests, whenever we have them, we've become friends, and it's so nice to meet new people. And to know that these are people in the industry and they are the kindest people they could possibly be. So I hope you guys are listening tonight, because tonight it could be pretty poignant. And I can't wait to find out how we can help Simone's causes and help people out. And that would be fantastic. And so while we're waiting for Simone, if anybody wants to give a call in and chat, we're at 646-478-0999. And our T-shirts will be up on the site soon. Also, for the tees for the Times for Clifton, New Jersey. And, oh, God, what else did I want to mention? Oh, coming very soon is the Two-Step Tuesdays. And we're only going to do it once a month on a Tuesday, obviously. And that is going to be hosted by the biggest country fanatic I know, who knows more about country than I know of anyone, is my sister, Patty, who is Patty in the PM. She's been on the show before. And also, Old New Music Mondays. That's going to be on a Monday, obviously, as well. And we are going to get artists, our favorite artists of yesterday, and let them come on for an interview, and then we'll be playing some new music for those. I believe we have Simone on the line. Hang on one second, folks. Let's see. Hi, Simone, is that you?
Yes, that's me. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good, hon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Well, I was just bragging about you, but it's hard to brag about you when you're not here, and you could correct me on what I'm saying, because I can't believe all the incredible things you've done. And what you're doing, I love it. And I imagine you're getting overwhelmed with the coronavirus, with people out of work, and you must be going crazy. But let me just say thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. So let's start. How did you start all these different organizations to help people? What was the story behind that?
Well, basically, my son had became diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder in 2013, and I started as a single mom. I was getting unemployment, but it wasn't covering any rent or anything, and I was homeless. You know, I had nothing, so I had to move in with my parents, and they had a two-bedroom apartment, my parents and my brother. I moved in with them. My brother gave up his room just so I can live there. You know, me and the baby be in the room. And I started calling 211, you know, because it started getting small. You know, it was a small apartment. And 211 just have operators where they give you a list of numbers. Some of the numbers were disconnected, and some of the big nonprofits is just a waiting period, a waiting game. I have a baby.
I'm sorry, Simone, is 211, is that the New Jersey helpline? Or that's New Jersey,
is.
Right? Okay, sorry about that.
It's the New Jersey helpline. No, it's fine. Yeah. It's the New Jersey helpline, and all states have a 211. They all have it. And it's supposed to be like an emergency hotline. Yeah, it's supposed to be an emergency hotline in case you're going through a crisis. So this is my experience, and that's why so many people can relate to this. The numbers are disconnected. The state are not updating the organizations. Some of the organizations were not even existing. And some of the big nonprofits is just a waiting game. So I'm a mom who needs formula. I'm a mom who needs therapy for my son. I need special diapers. Right, I need everything. Because his dad walked out of his life. So to make the long story short, I went to Facebook. I asked if anybody know where I can get help. And, you know, a young lady who was a Facebook friend of mine back in high school stated there was a group called Reparations and Offerings and Requests where there's people who have a little bit of something to offer people who are experiencing poverty, people of color. So I went in that group and I said, hey, I'm a mom. I'm not asking for money. I'm just asking for my son's formula. I put a post up about his formula, diapers, and a little bit of groceries. And four women, they went to Amazon and they bought diapers, they bought formula, and I just took it from there. They helped me get enrolled back into Essex County College because I dropped out in 2008 because I had to work full time, and it was a balance. I never went back because I owed $743. They paid off that balance. They paid for me to go back to school, and I said, you know, these four women are my angels. They help uplift me after I was time in my life. So
no,
I want to, exactly, I want to take my experience on what I experienced with social services in America, and I want to change that. So I went ahead and I created a Facebook group for the women, knew a lot of women, and some of the women knew other women, and they just all just started joining forces to help me get women of color stabled. And that's how it began.
Oh, thank God. And now you've been dubbed the Black Fairy Godmother, which is pretty cool. I love that.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And you're just helping everybody under the sun that you can, right? I mean, whatever you can do, I guess.
Yes, because a lot of people, I'm going to be honest, a lot of people are giving to nonprofit organizations, but there's a lot of people who are going hungry. During COVID-19, that was the most exhausting thing I have ever me and my volunteers, only 12, we were exhausted to the point where I had to get Instagram followers to go into stores and mail formula across the state, mail toilet paper across the state. Like, it was big.
Right.
And I did it.
Well, you're talking over 30 million people unemployed. Thank God you were there. You know, I mean, everybody's struggling to get through to unemployment. I mean, I have my hairdresser. She hasn't been able to get unemployment since this started. Why? I don't know what the holdup is, you know?
Well, they said that the New Jersey system is broken. I'm going to be honest, it is true. I have families who are middle class who are requesting food. And they show us proof. They go here, and I'm like, you don't have to show me proof. I know. I'm on ground. I'm grassroots. I know everything that's going on in our community. People can't get through their, you know, with their unemployment claim because everything is overwhelming. So COVID-19, I pretty much brainstormed and, you know, I fed 67 families, kept people electricity on. I got a lot of senior citizens there. Medicine and some followers were, you know, driving an hour or 2 hours away to make sure people had medicine, formula, food, electricity, rent, whatever they needed, we made sure.
Wow. Amazing, amazing. Now, the reparation, you said the name of it. It escaped me.
Reparations and Offerings and Request Group, yes.
Yeah, now you're involved in domestic violence help as well. Do they do that as well, the reparations,
yes,
or is that something separate? Okay, they cover everything.
Yes, they covered everything. I'm not sure as to what they're doing as of right now. But when I had initially joined that group, it was started by a woman named Natasha Martin. And I do thank her because, I thank her for letting me join in to get help because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be the Black Fairy Godmother. And there's a lot of other Black organizers who wouldn't be who they are as well. So they help with everything. Any woman of color who needs food, clothing, whatever the case may be, that's where her group started. I don't know where they stand right now, but I know where Black Fairy Godmother stands. And I just don't help with food and emergencies. my team, we come back and we contact these moms and say, hey, school, we helped you with rent. What about going to trade school? What about job search? Do you need for us to rewrite your resume? Do you need clothes to go on an interview? So we don't just throw money at people. We stabilize them and make sure they get what they need.
Right. You know, you're not, you know, you give them, you teach a man to fish, he'll eat forever. You give a man, I forgot the saying, but, you know, if you teach the skills that are needed, they can sustain themselves in the long run, you know, which is, you know. So
that's what happened to me. Just don't take a mic.
Yeah. Right. So you that the LGBT community played a large part in that as well for you guys? Or
Yes, they have. I don't discriminate. I do not discriminate. Actually, on my birthday is when I met my publicist, Yvonne Forbes. On my birthday, I was getting tired of a lot of the youth in New York who were LGBT, and there weren't a lot of shelters. And there was this one particular shelter that take in the LGBTQ community who are homeless, feed them, clothe them. And on my birthday, I did a benefit concert with Chris Weaver, and I also did a panel. We went ahead and we donated $2,000 to New Alternative Shelter and also the Trinity Shelter, who house homeless youth who are between the ages of 13 and 21. And that was the biggest thing, you know, ever to me, because, you know, just seeing somebody being kicked out because of their sexual preferences is
why is that? What's the reason behind that? Why aren't they allowed in because they're LGBT? I mean, what's the, you know, people are people, right? I mean, in general, I mean, it just, you know, it's like, doesn't make sense to me.
Well, basically what's going on with the homeless youth is that their family members are kicking them out to the street because of their sexual preferences. So these shelters are built to take them in and to have them safe and healthy. So I donated my proceeds on my birthday. Usually everybody want a Coach bag, this, that. I don't come from that. So I said, no, let all the proceeds go to them. Let them eat. Let them get special clothes. And let them get wellness checkups. And that's what I did.
Thankfully, another big help to you was Elizabeth Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, Love. How did she find you? How'd you guys connect?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. When I started creating my Facebook group and started helping people on my personal Facebook page with fundraising, there's an author named Jennifer Pasoloff who wrote the book, the New York selling book, Being Human, and that's a book for women. And for people to stop discriminating women who are handicapped, who are fat, who are black, yellow, purple, whatever the case may be. Jennifer Pasoloff helped me help a lot of women, especially me and Jennifer mentor a girl in Louisiana named Georgina. She was living in the trailer and only had an eighth grade education. Me and Jennifer teamed up together and stabilized Georgina to get a GED, to get better housing, to get, you know, better furniture and a better environment for her children. So one day Jennifer had wrote a post on her Instagram about me because I don't get money for this. All the work that I do, we get no money. All of my volunteers, we do this zero. We get $0, no profit. And I was having a hardship, and Jennifer said, let me help you out. You're helping people, stabilizing people. Let me try to get you groceries. Let me try to help your son, who's severely autistic, nonverbal, get school clothes. She made a post, and Elizabeth was thrilled that I was helping all these families, and she decided to take part into helping some of the families as well that we were posting for, like, diapers, groceries, formula. And, you know, I just grew on Elizabeth, and then, you know, other authors and poets and actors started, you know, following me on my page, and it just went, you know, from there, including Glenn Doyle, and it's just, you know, it's a blessing because they're learning from me as well.
Exactly, and you've gotten some amazing press. I mean, People Magazine, and what is this, the Purple Diamond Awards? How did you wind up in that? That's cool, too. That's fantastic.
I came to my publicist, Yvonne, who is like a second mom to me. Every morning, she's the one who inspires me to get up because she knows me personally, what I go through with my son. I wake up 4 a.m., change his diaper, change him, clean him, get myself ready for school, and get himself ready for school.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a very bad relationship for on and off for 10 years, and it was a domestic violence situation. And people don't understand domestic violence have different categories. It can be physical, it can be sexual, it can be emotional, and it can be financial, you know?
Right.
So
yeah.
I decided that no one recognizes women when they get out of it. So there's a lot of nonprofit organizations in New Jersey that are on ground without any state or federal dollars, well, New York and New Jersey, that don't get anything. They do it all through fundraising, whether they have to sell lemonade stands, whether they have to sell clothes out their closet, they do it just to help women. So I decided to recognize women who were doing that. I recognized domestic violence, nonprofit organizations, and then women who were domestic violence survivors. We did a mini fashion show so that they can go ahead and show off. Just because they're wounded don't mean that they're not beautiful.
Right.
And we've done that. From a woman being burned to another woman who was sexually abused. We went ahead and we did that fashion show. And it's something that I want to do each and every year, the Purple Diamond Awards, to, you know, show awareness of what is going on in the communities here with women.
You just never know. Right, and I'm sure everybody who helped is beyond grateful. I mean, it's, no one's just handing things out these days. And, especially now, everybody's hurting, you know, everybody's out of work and, you know, nobody knows what tomorrow's going to bring. So, you know.
Right.
You know, let's hoard and not share, which, you know, you always got to share. But people are still doing it, thank God. And so now you do this full time. You work full time and do this too? Or is this your full time thing? I mean.
Well, currently I'm unemployed due to the pandemic. So
right
now I am full time in school as a nursing student at Essex County College. And I'm also right now with my son. So, you know, he's autistic. He's not verbal. So imagine me going to school online and then having to go to school with him online. So right now I don't have employment and I'm very low income. So what I do is I have team members who are 12 volunteers and they have different certain jobs that they need to do to keep up with my Instagram and to keep up with all the women who need help. So I just tap in sometimes and just do leadership and I make the decisions as to who needs a hotel, who needs food, who gets this, who gets that. So, you know, I've been focusing on, you know, my family dynamic, but I'm also doing a lot of vision boards with these women because I'm not just going to throw money at them. They need to promise me that they're going to get some sort of educational trade.
Right, and with this coronavirus too, with people with special needs or handicap, you know, they haven't been able to go to their usual places of being around people, being in social environments, and being stuck home. It's got to be hard on everybody, you know, because they don't have that structure that they had every day going to their facility, wherever they would go during the day. So it's got to be hard on the parent, too. I mean, like you said, you're trying to work. You're trying to make sure he focuses on the work. I know my son is autistic as well, and I'm having a problem with him. He's in college, and he's very good functioning. You know, he's on the cusp, and but without the full structure of actually getting up and having to go to college, his grades he's not doing it. You know, he needs that structure. So I can't imagine how people are going through this tough time with not being able to send their loved ones to the facilities where they need to go. So.
And
I'll tell you, you are amazing. I bet you are amazing. I don't know how you do everything you do. And now what else do you have going on now? I mean, how do you put anything else in there? But I mean, what else do you have that's coming up? And how are you guys doing on fundraising? Because you can't do any fundraisers right now where people can be together. So you must be hurting in that respect as well.
Absolutely not. I have been doing 10 fundraisers per day, and we've been making goals. If you look at my Instagram,
that's great.
I have followers all over the world: Netherlands, UK. A lot of Canadians have been stepping up helping. You know, we just don't have, you know, a lot of people in the U.S. We have people all over. And some don't even just give money. Some of them have redeemed that they've been, you know, opening their homes to. And we do contracts with in case we have a domestic situation. We did have a few women who were homeless with their babies sleeping in cars. So there's a lot of things that we've been doing. Right now, since it's COVID-19, we're, you know, right now I'm working with my publicist. Everything is at a halt because we were going to have a mini tour, and we also were going to prepare for the Purple Diamond. But, hey, you never know. But right now we're trying to get all the people who are affected by COVID-19 fed, is safe, and, you know, just make sure that they're healthy, you know.
Have the numbers changed at all, or is it still pretty much there where it was from the get-go, people still not going back to work and still struggling, or you haven't noticed a difference yet?
The numbers are the same.
Wow.
The numbers are the same.
Do
you
want to
know what's heartening? It's the elderly.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, can you give me a guesstimate on, like, a number, and what is the main type of people? Is it single? Is it families? Is it elderly? You know, what is the general consensus of the people you help?
We screen a lot of people. We vet these requests because anybody can say that they need something. So we vet these requests to make sure that these people are who they say they are. Because anybody can be on a screen typing. We are getting 150 requests per day. We don't get through 150. We at least do 20, the max, per day.
Wow.
So we have to pick and choose. It's sad to say, but I have to do it for the health.
Right,
you know, we're getting a lot of elderly. We're getting a lot of families. We're getting a lot of people with disabilities, and that's where if you look on my Instagram, I ask some of the followers who are in certain states if they can go grocery shopping or go to the pharmacy for some of the people who are disabled, because some of the elderly are scared to go out because of the COVID-19, even with their masks.
Right.
I've been quarantined since March 20th because my son is special needs, and he doesn't like wearing a mask, and I know that certain stores require people with masks, and they don't care about my son's disability. So I get it and I understand. But that's basically what we've been getting, a mixture of families, and some people are taking pictures of their freezers, their refrigerators, their medications. So it's very overwhelming, but it's the reality of things.
It's horrible. Hopefully we wake up one morning and everything will be back to normal. And so if anybody wants to help you, they could go to Ask the Black Family Godmother official on Instagram, and also contact, is that you on that side? I hear a bunch of noise. Simone?
Yes, the Black Fairy Godmother official.
Yes, and also reparations requests and offerings .org, or is that,
No. That's not my group. I started requesting formula and diapers in 2013 in that group, but that is not my group, and I have no affiliations with that group.
Oh, I thought you were still working with them. I'm sorry. I thought you were still affiliated.
It's fine, but no. That's the group that I initially started out requesting help for.
Right. So, it's at the Black Fairy Godmother official on Instagram. And where else can folks find out more information about you or how they can help out?
They could also go to my website at www.theblackfairygodmother.org.
Cool. Well, Simone, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You really are an amazing human being, and I wish you nothing but the best, and hopefully all this is going to be over soon, and we all get back on our feet, and all those people you're helping, it breaks my heart knowing how many people are struggling out there, and, you know, I've been fortunate. I'm able to work. I'm an essential employee, so I'm able to work during the pandemic, thank God. So, I mean, I feel for everybody out there. It's absolutely horrible.
And I thank
horrible,
you for your
so.
Service. I really thank you for your service.
No, thank you very much, and we appreciate what you're doing for folks. I mean, come on. Everybody could just throw their hands up and walk away, you know, and And I'm definitely going to check out the site and see if what I can do to contribute in any way. So I'm definitely going to check that out. But, well, hopefully once everything disappears too, you'll get back on the road again doing everything with the Purple Diamond Awards and all that. So,
yes.
You know, we got big things to look forward to when this is all over, right?
Absolutely. And I am looking for volunteers in New Jersey who want to volunteer in their county to deliver groceries to some of the families and some of the elderly. So if anybody's interested, they are more than happy to message me on Instagram about that.
Oh, great. So if anybody wants to help out, check out Simone's Instagram again, at the Blackberry Godmother official on Instagram, and the Blackberry Godmother
.org. Yes.
.org. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Simone, thank you so much for joining us. Again, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish you all the best and good luck and take care. And hey, come on back if you need to announce something. Hello?
Are you there?
Hi, Brandon.
I'm sorry, went out.
Oh, there you are. I'm sorry. I was talking to you.
I don't know why it went out, but I'm here.
That's okay. I was just saying thank you so much and all the best to you. And when you got something that you need to announce, please come back and see us. It's not a problem. You get more than happy to let it, folks know. I'm more than happy to help in any way I can.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time today. And you have a blessed night.
Take
thank
care.
You.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Brandon. Is that you on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. How are you, sir?
I'm doing better than amazing. How about yourself?
Oh, better than amazing. Lovely. I love it. I love it. Well, I'm doing good. We were just talking to Simone about how she helps out all the homeless that are going through unfortunate, you know, time with this coronavirus crap. And you, on the other hand, oh, man, what's going on with you? I mean, you are like a major success in the financial industry here, sir.
Absolutely. So, I mean, for me, things have been going pretty well. It's a lot going on in the world, like you said. You know, we have Corona that hit, and now we have, you know, a lot of protesting and a lot of rioting and looting because of, you know, police brutality and, you know,
right.
Systematic racism and capitalism.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even in the midst of all this turmoil, you know, me and my team and my organization, we've been able to see a lot of success. And it is a conflict of interest just because people tend to point the finger at certain individuals that are doing well in this time of turmoil and might not be necessarily moving in a way that they think they should be moving with their platform. So I'm doing pretty good, to say the least. However, I am very, very excited about being on this show right now, just because I do think it's important that, you know, I get to voice what exactly I'm doing along with several thousand other people and let people really know what's going on and what's available to them.
Well, great, great. You know what? I think we have a caller. Do you mind if we take a caller?
Let's take a caller.
Cool. Hang on one second, Brandon. Let's see who we got. Hold on. It's coming. Hey, caller. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. How are you? Hello? Hello? Okay, I'm going to hang up on him, Brandon. I don't want to ruin our time. But, okay, are you – you were with a major company, Boeing. You were making tons of money there, and you decided to leave there for bigger and better pastures. Now, tell me about Tradehouse Investment Group. How is that – that's what you wound up going into, right, Tradehouse Investment?
Yeah, so, like I took the blueprint to success – that was really given to just about, you know, 95% of America, which is go to school, you know, to get good grades. You get good grades to get a good job, and you work until you pretty much either die or retire, whichever one comes first. That's kind of the blueprint that I was given. And I saw that really wasn't a sexy outcome for me. so to speak.
So, I like the analogy. It wasn't a sexy outcome, so that's why I had to change my life.
Right. I was like, okay. I went through some of the blueprint. You know, I got the good grades, got the degree, got the job with Boeing, which is the number one aerospace company in the world. You know, it was a blessing just to get a opportunity to work in my field to study and actually use my degree. I know a lot of times people don't even get to use their degree. So I was just blessed to see it at a high level and still realize that, nope, this isn't it for me. So I would say 2017 is when I actually came across the foreign exchange market. I was introduced to it by a middle school friend of mine. So this is a guy I had a lot of love and respect for. And he introduced me to Forex. At the time, I had little to no knowledge about what it was. And once I was able to do my due diligence, I had a reference point. I did my research. I found out I was lied to. Go ahead.
No, I was going to. So what exactly do you do with FX?
So with Forex, I pretty much have I've created a team, and not just me, it's several other, you know, leaders that move this ship, but we have created an environment in which we leverage a platform that allows us to teach people how to make money from their cell phones in the largest financial market in the world, which is Forex.
Right. And what is that again? Getting people to go ahead. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm curious. Dying to know what you actually do to make money.
Absolutely. So what we do, there's two ways to make money within this opportunity. So, you know, the meat and potatoes of what we do is we leverage an educational platform that teaches our team members how to trade in the foreign exchange market, how to trade binary options, as well as taking advantage of the digital currency world like Bitcoin, Ripple, Ethereum, Litecoin. Mm-hmm. And so the platform literally gives you three main things that you need in order to be successful in the foreign exchange market, right? So you get education, right? We give you that in the form of videos that are 2 to 9 minutes that literally break down the who, what, when, where, and why Forex. Takes you from the basics all the way to the advanced concept. So you learn on your own time at your own pace, right? That's the educational piece. And then you get mentorship from 6, 7, and 8-figure traders. So these people are actually being paid through the platform to actually mentor beginners, intermediate, advanced level traders on how to become more profitable or profitable, period, based off of strategies that they use and giving them insight on their mindset on how they trade in the market.
So are you day trading?
Day trading is a very vague term. So, you know, in this opportunity, you can pick what type of trader you want to be. If you want to be a day trader, meaning you're an intraday trader, meaning that you're getting in a trade and you want to get out of it, but for the next day, that would be an intraday trader, right? But then you have scalpers. These are people that might want to stay in the trade no longer than an hour or less, 2 hours or less, something short, something that's very quick. I don't want to be in a trade all day. I want to make my money and go. And then you have people that are willing to be patient for a bigger move and hold a trade for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months at a time just to get profit. So day trading is a vague term, because there's so many ways to trade in the foreign exchange market other than just trading.
Right. So now you have, I'm sure, many success stories of folks that have been involved and joined the group, yes?
Absolutely.
What do you think of the syndications world?
One more time.
What do you think of the syndications world?
Syndications, I'm not familiar with the syndications world.
Yes, I'm in the financial industry as well, in the syndications agency world. So That's I'm familiar with the day trading, intraday trading, and FX and all
so
that.
Would,
so
syndication.
Yeah, syndications. It's when you a large company comes in, and several other banks get involved in the deal. So let's say Brandon Thompson needs $20 million. So not one bank is going to give you that $20 million. You're going to have maybe five banks that are going to spread that out to give you that $20 million, you know. And
okay.
Each bank, they're considered a participant in the deal, your deal now, right? So now every month, the participants that have given you the money, you have to pay them each a share every month. But you're making money in the long term as well, because you are getting paid interest from the deal that you're involved in general. So I mean, it's a big business. It really is. But I haven't dealt with Forex in a long time myself. But so now when you're telling people to trade with Forex, what are they trading? Is it European trade? British? Yeah. So it's no, I know it's money, but is it for a specific company? I mean, are you trading companies? What is the stock? Is it a stock?
No, Forex is foreign exchange market. So you're trading currencies. That's the basis of the foreign exchange market. So I'll give you a real life example, right?
Okay.
Let's say we take an all expense paid trip to Italy. I don't know if you've ever been. I would like to go to Italy one day. Let's take a trip
Me
to
too,
Italy.
No.
Right? So yeah, we gotta get that done. So let's take a trip to Italy from the United States. Once we get to Italy, right, we already know this is all expense paid trip, but you never want to travel anywhere without cash. If you're traveling, it's just safe to have cash, no matter if everything's paid for or not. You just always want to be prepared. So we say, you know what, let's get some spending cash so that we, you know, we're prepared in the case of an emergency, or maybe we just want to get souvenirs. So let's say we take $1,000 US, right? We take $1,000 US and they say, hey, well, look, if you guys want to have better buying power, it is smart for you to convert your U.S. dollars into Italy's primary currency.
Nice.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with Italy's primary currency, but they use the euro, right?
Right.
So they use the euro. So let's just say for demonstrative purposes that the euro is 2-1,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a 2-1 ratio. So for every 2 U.S. dollars, it equals 1 euro. Are you with me?
Right. Yep, I know.
Okay,
yep.
So we give them $1,000 US, in return, they'll give us 500 euro.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've just converted our US dollars to the equivalent in euro. Let's say we go about our trip, we're off the coast of Italy, we're eating great French food, you're seeing all the landmarks, all the extravaganzas, all the trips and the tourism, we're doing it all. We have a great trip. Then we head back to the States. Let's say, you know, we're over in Italy for a week or so. We get back to the States.
You got money left over and you need to convert
We realize we didn't spend any money. That's a great trip, right? We didn't spend not one dime. Not one dime. And now we have these 500 euro that we cannot spend in the States.
Right.
So all we have to do, which I'm sure you've seen in the airport, many airports, is go to the foreign exchange booth that are in the airport and convert it back over to U.S. dollars. Now,
right.
Logically thinking, we have 500 euro. We didn't spend any money. We just want to convert it back over to the U.S. dollar equivalent.
Right.
So logically thinking, how much money should we be expecting back in U.S. dollars when we convert it over?
A grand.
1,000. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. Now, there's two things that can happen. You can either get less money back or you can get more money back. Let's
depending
say you
on the rate.
500
mm-hmm.
U.S. dollars back. That would be a problem,
mm-hmm.
right? If you weren't familiar with the exchange rates and all that changing, you would be upset. You would say, hey, I originally exchanged $1,000. Why am I getting $500 back, right?
Right.
And then they would say, well, the euro actually decreased in value against the U.S. dollar while you were on your trip, ma'am. So now instead of 2-1, it's now 1-1 ratio. So that's why you're getting the $500 back. But let's say you're on the better side of that. And instead of them giving you $1,000, they give you $2,000 back. Now you have a choice to make. Are you going to say something? Are you going to ask a question? Or are you just going to exit stage left? I'm just curious.
I'm going to save the rent to myself. The rate must be really good. Give me my money.
Absolutely. Most people will do that, right? But some people will think somebody made a mistake or, you know, they got lucky. But all that happened was the euro just doubled in value while we were in Italy, right? It went from 2-1 to 4-1. And that allowed us to make a $1,000 profit, not by working, not by clocking into a job, not by even spending any money, but by just exchanging currency at the right time. And so that's what we do, but we don't have to go out of the country. We don't have to go to the airport. We don't even have to leave the comfort of our homes. We do that straight from our cell phones anywhere in the world.
Yeah, how do you get the clients?
So how do we get the clients? We just like you would promote anything else, right? Via social media, word of mouth, right? YouTube, anything that where you can connect with people and show them what this is, you get leads like that. A lot of my closest, you know, friends and family, it's crazy, didn't even buy in at first. It was actually more strangers that bought into the vision before close friends and family did. But, you know, like I said, 2017, we started with about 5 individuals, and now we're 45,000 plus strong 2.5 years later.
Wow.
Global.
Phenomenal. Wow.
Global.
So now, if I'm doing this from my computer or my phone, converting cash for somebody who's going away, how are they getting the actual cash? Because if you're converting it to via wire or whatever, so are they going to pick up the money? I mean, how do they get the FX cash? How do they get it when they get to their destination? Or do they have it before they get to the destination?
So because of technology, you know, we have advanced the way we can participate in the market. So that's the outdated way, is for me to exchange currency for another. What you can do now, because in Forex, you don't own any of the currency. You don't own any of the currency. What you're doing is you're investing a certain amount of capital that you have, putting a percentage of that based off of an exchange rate rising or falling. So I can make money on both sides. So let's say I look at the euro to the U.S. dollar. If I see that the U.S. euro to the U.S. dollar is falling, I can sell against the euro, which means I'm pretty much buying into the U.S. dollar, saying that the euro to the U.S. dollar's exchange rate is going to decrease. And I can make money off of the fall of that exchange rate. Now, that's not me exchanging any money physically. That's me making money off of the fluctuation of the exchange rate to that particular currency.
Right, in the market, right.
So I take a $100 investment, and I can risk 10% of my $100. And based off of the exchange rate going up or down, if I get in on the right side, I can turn that that $100 with a 10% risk to $120, $130 straight from my cell phone, just by knowing where the market is going next.
Right. Now, with the coronavirus and the world coming to a stop, how has that been affecting you? Good, bad, indifferent?
Now, I want to be very sensitive to anybody listening that has been affected by corona or racism, capitalism, and these riots, business has been booming. It has been amazing. Nothing has slowed down. Everything has actually sped up at an exponential rate. Why? Because we have something that is recession-proof. It doesn't. Money isn't going anywhere, right? Bombs can go off. All that lets me know is that, hey, the U.S. dollar is probably going to tank. Why? Because anytime there's scares in the economy, the U.S. dollar is going to tank. And what's going to rise? Gold. Now I can buy into gold. So current events actually help me take advantage of this market. So, you know, to answer your question in a nutshell, business has been tremendous. More people are now waking up saying, hey, I do need to start a home-based business. I do need to do something that's not tied to somebody writing me a check every two weeks based off of leverage time.
Right. Wow. Well, that's great. I mean, and did you come up with this on your own, or the other guys when you started it? You all kind of just figured it out. I mean, how'd you stumble on this?
Absolutely not. You know, I just, you know, I say I give God all the credit and I take the cash. You know, I'm just a tool in this mission for him, honestly. I was just blessed to be put in this position and be open-minded and have a bigger vision for this. But it was me, you know, I started it off, and then I brought my little brother on, and then he brought his friends on, and they brought their friends on, and it just organically grew, and people just started to buy into the vision. And now, you know, 2.5 years later, like I said, we're 45,000 plus strong. We got people in Africa, Ukraine, London, Australia, Japan, Canada, Mexico. You name a country, we probably have somebody there that's participating with us, learning and earning every single day in the foreign exchange market.
Now, do you need your own cash to start this up, to do your first transaction?
Do you need your own cash? Can you be
your
a
own,
little bit
yeah,
more?
Well, do you, like, let's say I want to take part in this. Do I have to use my own cash to do my first transaction to take advantage of the FX rates, or
Absolutely.
Am I depending on or am I depending on others to convert their cash for them?
No, so the foreign exchange market doesn't sleep. Even as we're talking right now, money is being made. So how we do it is, have you ever received a text message?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you know how to copy and paste?
Yes.
Perfect. Then you are a ideal candidate for Treyhouse Investment Group. What we do is we help people earn while they learn. We don't want them to come in and have to figure out all the rigmarole before they become profitable. Your learning curve does not depict your profitability with us. We say if you know how to copy and paste, then you can profit. Copy, paste, profit. So we actually send trade ideas to your phone with all the parameters. All you have to do is copy and paste them into an app on your phone.
Now, are you still based in Texas or no? Where are you guys based?
I'm based everywhere. I'm everywhere. I'm a nomad. I'm a nomad. I literally... Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was gonna ask you what IM Mastery Academy is. Can you tell us
okay,
more about
so
that?
Remember I told you that we leverage a platform that has the education and the mentor. So that is the company. They've created the platform. Treyhouse Investment Group is my specific organization, but we leverage their platform in order to educate our team, you know, mentor our team and help our team make money every single day.
Right. So if somebody wanted to take advantage of this and get on board, who would they? They would contact IM Mastery Academy or Treyhouse Investment?
So Treyhouse Investment Group has several different leaders and several different teams under that umbrella. So if they wanted to work with me particularly, they would just you just reach out to me on Instagram. I'm very active. My Instagram handle is at Trillionaire Tomp. Trillionaire spelled right, and then T-H-O-M-P, one word, at Trillionaire Tom. Let me know if you're interested in my DMs. You can drop a I'm ready or a money bag or I'm interested, and I'm pretty good at getting back to people that you know, hit me up in my direct message.
So Trillionaire Tom, are you really a trillionaire?
Absolutely. Manifestation is very powerful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's great. That's amazing. And by 30, you were already, like, wealthy and set in your lifestyle. So I don't want to ask you how old you are, but I'm assuming you're still very young.
No, I'm 30 years old. So I hit the millionaire The millionaire status at 29. So that was something I wanted to do. That was just a personal goal to myself. I want to become a millionaire before I'm 30. And I was able to achieve that goal. And now I'm 30 years old. I'll be 31 in December. And I feel like life is just starting for me.
That's great. Well, that's fantastic. Well, you think you'll ever stop? Or do you have a cutoff time? Or no, you're just going to keep on plowing away?
I don't think we'll ever stop. I mean, I
no,
feel
I mean,
that
you personally, what you personally, what is your cutoff goal where you could say, I'm done, I'm going to just enjoy my money now and relax and live life?
You know, that's I love that question because I kind of correlate what I do to maybe, you know, like sports. It's a sport for me. And I feel like it's a lifetime sport. I'm not using my knees. I'm not using my ankles. I'm using my mind and my soul and my heart. So, like, as long as I keep breathing, I feel like empowering, enriching, and educating people, I'm going to do that to the day I die. So whether I get paid for it or not, I don't think I'm ever going to stop inspiring people. So that's really what I consider my work is every day. I'm just looking to help the next person get out of their financial woes, you know, believe in themselves and get to a greater level so that they can be their optimal being. So I don't think I'm ever going to stop.
Well, I think that's the main part of doing anything is believing in yourself. Without that, you're not anything. So, you know, you have to believe in yourself to do anything, you know. So, you know, I mean, this is a stupid question because everybody's probably asked you it. How have you been able to accomplish so much? I mean, other than believing in yourself and wanting goals, what was your driving force?
That's a good question. That's not a stupid question. I mean, believing in yourself, that is such a cliche. It is a cliche answer. Believe, be consistent, you know, hard work, dedication. I honestly think the best way to answer that is to say you got to have a strong why. Because, you know, the motivation is going to leave. You're not going to feel like doing what you need to every single day. There's going to be times where you just want to sleep in bed and not get up, and you don't want to go to that meeting. You don't want to go to the gym. You want to eat that piece of fried chicken that you said you were going to stop doing. It's so much temptation to not do the right thing to steer you off track of your goals. So I think it's having a strong why and let that be the core of your discipline and your consistency and your dedication. Because you're not going to be dedicated to anything that doesn't really mean something to you. So my why was my mom and my really just my overall family. But really, like, my mom, I was like, you know, she raised me and my brother by herself. And, you know, I felt like obligation to pay her back. I mean, even though I never could, like, honestly, I could never repay her. But if I could just alleviate her from financial responsibilities and, you know, just make her life easier so she could go live out her dreams, because she sacrificed so much of her time and her dreams to help me and my brother live the life that we're living today. So that was my drive, and I never could give up on that. So, you know, if you can find something that you'll never give up on no matter how hard times get, that'll help you push through to the destination that you want to arrive at.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So, well, we're coming to an end. Is there anything you want to share with anybody about how they can get involved? And I mean, other than reaching out to you on Instagram, what else can you tell the folks out there that they can do to become a Trillionaire Tomp too? I love the name Trillionaire Tomp. I love it.
Thank you. It's a staple. I feel like everybody, you know, was trying to become a millionaire, trying to become a billionaire, but nobody was shooting for a trillionaire. So I went ahead and went that. But ending closing remarks, guys, well, thank you for having me, first and foremost.
Well, thank you for coming.
Absolutely. And anybody that's listening, guys, if you're interested, there's a lot of negative things that people say about Forex and, you know, even I Am Mastery Academy. My thing is, do this. Follow people with results and don't listen to people that you wouldn't trade lives with. Follow people with results and don't listen to anybody that you wouldn't trade lives with. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of ways for you to make money without having to have a lot of money. You just got to educate yourself. You know, getting those right spaces, getting that right vehicle so that you can arrive at the destination of your choice. If you are interested, once again, I am very, very active on Instagram. My handle, once again, is @TrillionaireTomp. Just slide in my DMs. Tell me you're interested. Drop a money bag. Say I'm ready. I will not be opposed to hopping on a phone call with you and answering any and every question you might have so that you can make an informed decision on your life.
Well, I will put that information up on my social media so that folks can reach out if they want to get involved as well. So, but, oh, my God, Brandon, thank you so much. This was very interesting, and I appreciate it. And it's both two inspiring stories tonight. Simone, wow, amazing, inspiring, helping all the homeless and people in need. And you inspiring, helping people in need as well, trying to, you know, move on with their lives to get to a better place. And, you know, they say money doesn't buy happiness, but it sure don't hurt, you know. So,
right.
And if it brings misery, I'll take it. So, you know what I mean? I don't mind. So, you know, listen, the money's not going to take away your problems. If you had problems before, you're going to have the same damn problems. So, but. Again, thank you again, Brandon. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. And I'm definitely going to check it out. And I will, like I said, I'll let everybody know on my social media about the Trillionaire Tomp, where they can get in touch with you as well.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You too. Thank you, sir. You take care, okay?
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Take care, Brandon. Oh, wow. I'm telling you, tonight was just very, very inspiring. Again, two totally different stories, but both equally inspiring. It's just amazes me what people are doing out there and to help people. And, you know, everybody needs help. So, and everybody needs to be kind to each other. We may not all agree on things, but there's no reason to attack people and be vicious. Let's go back to the old days where we treated each other nicely and kind and respected one another. So anyway, thank you to Simone Gordon for joining us. I will also put your information up on my social as well. And also Brandon Thompson, two amazing people. Thank you both so much. Thank you to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kintnersville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, pardon me, and Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. And coming up on Sunday, we normally have our usual show, but we're doing a special on the 6th on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern. We're having Taco, the singer Taco, on. You remember putting on the Ritz. Can't wait to talk to him. I'm excited about that. And on the 7th, Carmine Apici and Yvonne. Where's Yvonne's last name? Oh, boy, Yvonne. I'm so sorry. I will have that. Don't worry. And okay, and then on Wednesday is going to be fun. Carol Demas from Magic Garden and Anson Williams from Happy Days. So, and the rest of the month is amazing as well. So I'm going to keep you in suspense on that. And like I mentioned it earlier, but we will let you know who's coming up. And there was something else I wanted to mention to you guys. Be safe, be nice, be kind to each other. We're going through tumultuous times, and we need each other, so let's help each other out. And thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate you helping us out. I'd like to end the show with the Outsiders' new song, You and Me. Here we go. Everybody have a good night. Take care, and thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.